Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. And now I'd like you to listen to an impromptu session that happened outside McDermott's pub in Doolin. Because of COVID, the last year and a half has been hard on all of us. In Ireland, the kernel of social life was snuffed out. The things we had taken for granted were no longer there. The Irish as a nation are bound by their love of music, poetry and storytelling, and of course the downing of a few pints in the company of friends and family. Without it, we were like fish out of water, lost without the cultural streams vital to our own identity and existence. Last week on my road trip along the Atlantic Way, I am glad to report things are rapidly returning to normal. At the heart of this impromptu session was a man called Harry Murphy and his friend Micheál Duffy. In Harry's first song, O Come by the Hills, he interwove the poem The Lake Isle of Inishbury by William Butler Yeats. I hope you enjoy.
O come by the hill to the land where fancy is free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea, where the rivers run free and the bracken lies gold in the sun, and the cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done. Oh, come by the hill to the land where life is a song, and sing while the birds fill the air with their joy all day long, where the trees sway in time and even the wind blows in tune, and the cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done. Oh, come by the hill to the land where legends remain, where stories of old fill their hearts and may yet come again, where the past has been lost and the future is still to be won, and the cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done. I will arise and go now, go to Inishbury, in a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, and a hive for the honey bee, and I live alone in the beloved glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of morn to where the cricket sings. The midnight is all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, an evening full of linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day, I hear lake waters lapping in low sounds by the shore. And when I walk on the roadway or on the pavements grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core. Oh, come by the hill to the land where fancy is free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea, where the rivers run free and the bracken lies gold in the sun, and the cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done. And the cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done.
Then it was Micheál Duffy's turn to sing Spancel Hill, accompanied by the backing vocals of probably the most tone-deaf person I have ever heard. Despite this unwelcome addition, the song is well worth the listen.
As night as I lay dreaming of present days gone by, My mind it went on rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board the Vision, and I followed with the will, till alas I came to anchor at the cross in Spancel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters pretty all assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill, I went to see my neighbours, to see what they might say. Sure the old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning grey. I met the tailor Quigley, she's as bold as ever still. Sure he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spancel Hill. I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She's as quiet as any lily, as gentle as the dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. She is Nell, the farmer's daughter, and the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her as many times before. Sure, Johnny, you're only joking, as many the time before. The cock he crowed the morning, he crowed all loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
Having been asked to remove ourselves from the premises, a small group gathered outside to continue the session. It was Harry's turn, and he sang a song for Ireland.
Right, we do a song for Ireland. Walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver wings they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. Saw black head against the sky where twisted rocks run down to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunset, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang song for Ireland. Talking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay. Telling jokes and news and singing songs to while the time away. Watch the Galway salmon run like silver dancing, darting in the sun. living on your western shore, saw summer sunset, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang the song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play, I saw one touchable. He played a reel that seemed so grand and gay. I stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild foam the found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunset, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang the song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. Waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Sleeping where the falcons fly, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunset, I asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland.
Finally, as the night was coming to an end, you could hear the chat dissipate as Harry gave a stirring rendition of Waltzing Matilda.
Oh, when I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. And they gave me a tin hat, they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Oh, well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sands and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Oh, Johnny Turk, he was ready. Oh, he primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living just tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death, and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, I wished I were dead. never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I go waltzing, Matilda, all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pegs, man needs both legs. No more waltzing, Matilda, for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ, there was no one there waiting for me, for to grieve, or to mourn, or to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda, as they carried us down the gangway. And nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared, and they turned all their faces away. So now, every April, I sit on my porch, and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see those old men, all tired, stiff and sore, those weary old heroes of the forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. And year after year, the numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, who'll come waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the pale upon. Who'll come waltzing Matilda?
Wherever you are tonight, thank you, Micheál Duffy and Harry Murphy, not only for your songs, but for the memories. Keep on listening to TRP.